talk, and I'll start with the worst first. Tell me about the thought process on the pass. It's such a clean game that you played. That one pass, though, came at a pretty ill, at a tough time. Give me your thought process on what was going through your brain there. Obviously, you're trying to make a play.
Yeah, man, I was trying to make a play. At the end of the day, man, I gotta finish. But yeah, you say good game and all that. I agree, but I gotta finish. And I just saw Trujillo breaking out, and I was just keying on him. I didn't even look around him. It was a horrible mistake.
That timeout that you called on a 2-point conversion, what did you see that you didn't like?
The play that we had set up designed to be a man free, and everybody there was going zone, so it's not a good play to run into a zone defense, so I called timeout to get some.
Daniel, you rushed for 199 yards, the second most prolific running game by a quarterback in K-State history, but the attention to detail in a game and the difference between winning and losing is such a fine line. How frustrating is it on one hand to perform like that, and yet on the other hand not to be able to deliver a win?
At the end of the day, I'm not planning to, you know, have amazing stats and see where I can land myself in K-State history. I'm planning to win. So, like I said, yeah, that was a good game, whatever, 199 yards. But end of the day, everybody on this team want to win. And we didn't get it done today.
You and Jake getting used to the in and out and exchanging places?
Yeah, we used to it. we just keep each other up. We tell each other to go out there and make plays. So I feel like we both used to it.
What's essential for this team going into the bye week?
Scott, we got to come together. We can't let this get to us. We can't fall. We got to play for each other from now on.